This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. The fiscal year 2014 omnibus spending package approved by the House and Senate was signed by the President. The spending package combines all 12 appropriations bills for spending categories including agriculture, energy and water, and other areas that impact farmers into one measure, allocating funding for programs within each category. The $1 trillion plus bill helps prevent another government shutdown until at least October 1st. Hamilton's hay auction was this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the sale and a preview of next weekend's auction.
Well, we had a pretty nice sale, Angela. We ended up with 2,244 bales. The small squares alfalfa was in a price range from $370 up to $670. Small squares alfalfa orchard grass was from $440 to $710. The small squares of alfalfa grass was from $1.25 on some rained on stuff to $5.50. Orchard grass was from $3.20 to $5.50. We had some grass clover from $2.50 to $4.70 per bale. Straight grass was from $3.30 to $4.70 per bale. And straw in small squares was from $2.70 to $3 per bale. And the round bales, alfalfa was from $16 a bale. That was some rained on first crop to some second crop at $47 a bale. It was pretty good hay. And the orchard grass and round bales was from $31 to $46. The grass hay was from $18 to $27 a bale. We had some clover at $16. We had some corn stalks at $16. And we had straw from $17 to $22 per bale. In the 3x3s, the alfalfa was from $31 to a top of $59 per bale. Alfalfa orchard grass was at $40 a bale. Grass hay was from $40 to $52 a bale. And we had a load of millet at $30 a bale.
All right. Well, it does sound like you had a really good weekend. Do you already know a little bit of what you're expecting next weekend?
Yeah, we got a couple loads of 3x3s coming in from out in Kansas. It's going to be a grass mix and I'd say we'll have a pretty good selection of small squares again and round bales, and then we got some alfalfa coming in 3x3s.
And if anyone has any questions about the auction, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. Auctions take place every Saturday at 11 a.m. The Specialty Crop Growers of Illinois have named a new member of their de facto Hall of Fame. Todd Gleason has more on the Huntley, Illinois native.
The 2013 Illinois Vegetable Crop Grower of the Year started his business at age 16. Tom Hallett was not a farm boy, and he rented a couple of acres more than 50 years ago. His love of fruits and vegetables, though, started as a 4-H project at age 10.
When I was 10 years old, I used to go to the woods and pick wild strawberries and take them up to my house and send my friends and neighbors a little postcard and say, I have strawberries for sale. And I loved flowers in my mom's flower garden also. And I had a vegetable garden at home too, even prior to being 10 years old. So I loved growing plants.
At age 16, Tom Hallett rented a couple of acres, opened a roadside vegetable stand on U.S. Route 20, just north and west of Chicago near Bartlett, and began selling vegetables.
And I still operate that farm stand today, 52 years later.
Years ago, it was called Tom's Vegetables. Today, it goes by Tom's Market. It's been the site of some historical events in our nation's history.
Yes, it has. The most impressive one that comes to my mind as far as a historic event and how it relates to associations, our Illinois Vegetable Growers Association, was the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1976 that President Reagan signed. And that was 36 years ago, and this is 36 years later, and we still have absolutely nothing different, nothing new. Anyway, through our association, we became good friends with A.D. Moyer. He was in the federal building in downtown Chicago. He was the Midwest District Director of the INS, Immigration Naturalization Service. And through many meetings with him, going downtown with our old-time members, we became first name basis. And then President Reagan signed the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1976 and to legalize illegal aliens. And the first site for this amnesty program chosen was my farm in the summer of 1976. It was very historic and a tearjerker, because this was the first time that illegals came voluntarily face to face with the head of the INS. It was a momentous occasion.
An historical occasion and the first site in Illinois where farm workers in the nation illegally were granted amnesty. It took place at Tom Hallett's farm shop. It is just one of many reasons the specialty crop growers of Illinois have honored Tom Hallett as the Vegetable Crop Grower of the Year, their Hall of Fame. You can visit Tom's farm market during the growing season in Huntley or Bartlett, Illinois, for fresh fruits and vegetables, breads and jams and sauces, and even bedding plants. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2% and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau is about more than farming. When you join the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you help protect the environment. We support alternatives to landfills such as recycling, and we advocate deposits on beverage containers. Your state lobbying team stopped legislation which would have reduced local decision-making in the siting of landfills. We believe that by protecting our environment, we are preserving and protecting the futures of the next generation. For more information, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means protecting our environment.
The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, two $1,000 scholarships, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2014-2015 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 21st. Any questions can be directed to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. Summer Robbins, Miss Montgomery County Fair, was crowned 2014 Miss Illinois County Fair Queen. Director of Agriculture Robert Flyder and retiring Queen Amelia Martins did the crowning. This year, a record 72 county fair queens vied for the coveted title. Robbins is attending the University of Illinois, majoring in the College of Business. Her goal is to be a corporate attorney. Proud parents are Rick and Julie Robbins of Coffeen. Many New Year's resolutions tend to revolve around eating better, working out, and just getting in better shape in general. We are getting later into January, but hopefully everyone is still holding strong to their resolutions. For those that may need a bit of a boost, I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council on some healthy living tips.
There are some really simple tips. First of all, if you're not a breakfast eater, start eating breakfast. Start the day. Make sure you're fueling your body. You can do something very simple. It doesn't have to take a long time to prepare. So maybe something like fruit and yogurt. Another thing you can do is to pack your lunch. Skip some of the restaurant meals because they can be higher in calories and the portions are usually large. So if we're kind of wanting to keep tabs on our calorie intake, that's something very simple you can do. And then the third thing is just simply to enjoy more family dinners at home and only eat out occasionally. I think today in our society, oftentimes we tend to purchase food out probably a lot more than we have in the past. And again, by preparing the food at home, you have a lot more control. You know what you're putting in, and you can watch the portion sizes.
And what about for those people who, like me, are kind of inept in the kitchen? You talked about preparing lunch and preparing dinner and kind of eating family meals. But how can you make these healthy foods versus just going and getting takeout or something like that?
You know, it really doesn't have to be anything elaborate as far as breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And so just research some recipes online, look on the computer, look for easy, simple recipes. As I said, for breakfast, you can start the day with something as simple as fruit and yogurt, or you can do oatmeal. That's really quick and easy to prepare. You can even do like the little instant oatmeal packets if you like. But instead of making that with water, make it with milk, and that will definitely kick up the nutrition. One thing I recommend is just to plan ahead and make sure your kitchen is stocked with healthy foods for all meals and even snack foods. And that way it helps you resist that urge to eat out. So I think that's the easiest thing to do. Just go back to basics and prepare easy, simple recipes.
And a lot of the New Year's resolutions do focus on weight loss, and we're coming up to some warmer weather off the holidays now, preparing for spring and summer. How can people kind of lose extra pounds that they might have gained during the holidays?
Well, I think one of the things you need to do is really, if you're focused on losing some of those extra pounds, and let's face it, we probably all have gained some pounds over the holidays because of you know, the dinners, the parties, and the special foods that we're eating. One thing I might recommend is, first of all, set specific goals. If you want to lose weight, then maybe write down how many pounds do you want to lose. And maybe part of that, along with the healthy eating, is also to exercise on a regular basis. So how many minutes of exercise do you plan on exercising each week? If one of the goals is maybe to eat more meals at home and less away from home, then maybe you, instead of eating six meals out, maybe you cut that down to about three meals out per week. So that's a great way to start. One of the things that's really very helpful is also to write it down. Make sure that you're writing down the foods that you are eating. Focus in on making sure you get your three servings of dairy every day for the calcium and other beneficial nutrients that dairy foods provide. Record the amount of activity that you're doing on a daily basis. By keeping a log, it really does help you focus in on activities and your food choices, and you can see probably where there might be some room for improvement.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.